the storyline of the Bible read by Kathy Bird.
About the Bible. The remaining chapters, up to the introduction of Jesus, concern the struggle of Abraham's descendants to put their faith in God like he did. So far, we have only been reading from the beginning book of the Bible, Genesis. The word Bible comes from the Greek term Biblia, meaning the books. The Bible is divided into two sections, the Old Testament, which is all that happened before Jesus was born, and the New Testament, which is all that happened after Jesus was born. Both Old and New Testaments are combined to make up what is known as the Bible, which are a collection of books by different writers inspired by the Holy Spirit to give God's message to man. It took about 1,400 years to complete the Bible, starting from the time of Moses to the end of the first century AD. The Bible, or Scripture, is another way God chose to reveal himself to his creation. Its pages show what happened to those people who put their faith in him and what happened to those who did not believe. The communication between God and his people. Before the written Bible, God made himself known to his people by communicating with them directly. There was no Bible for Adam and Eve, Noah, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, or Joseph. There was no written law until Moses received it from God on Mount Sinai. From that point in time, everything concerning God became scripture, but God still chose to speak to his people directly. The communication between God and man continued all the way to the last page of the Bible with the revelation to John. His people listened and acted upon his word. The Bible makes the point that God has not changed. Does that mean that God talks to his people today? Yes. Those who put their faith in him and listen will hear his voice. Jesus backs it up by saying at the Last Supper, "The Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will instruct you in everything and remind you of all that I told you. And when he comes, however, being the Spirit of truth, he will guide you to all truth. He will not speak on his own, but will speak only what he hears and will announce to you the things to come. In doing this, he will give glory to me, because he will have received from me what he will announce to you." More information can be found in John 14:26 and 16:13-15. The rest of the story. If we look at the Bible as one book, we will see that it has a beginning, a middle, and an end. We have already read the beginning and are starting the middle part of the Bible. From here on, I will make short paragraphs hitting the high points to keep the storyline. I will include references where you can find this information in the Bible if you choose to read more. Isaac has two sons named Jacob and Esau. Esau is the firstborn, but sells his birthright to Jacob for a bowl of stew. When Isaac is old, he unknowingly gives Jacob a blessing for the firstborn, in which God blesses him in everything he does. Esau is angry when he finds out and plots to kill his brother. Rebekah, Isaac's wife who has helped Jacob steal the first blessing, sends Jacob to her brother Laban in Haran. He has two daughters and deceives Jacob into marrying both of his daughters. As payment for his daughters, Jacob has to work as a shepherd for Laban 14 years. Jacob finally escapes Laban's grasp and takes his wives, children, servants, sheep, and animals he has earned. Laban returns from a week's journey to find them gone and pursues Jacob and family with his own men. Meanwhile, Esau hears of Jacob coming into the area and sets off to meet him. Laban catches up with Jacob and finally makes peace with him. After Jacob and his family leave Laban, he hears about Esau and his men coming for him and makes preparations to meet him. At this point, the Bible says he wrestles with an angel, and the angel blesses him and names him Israel. After this, Esau and his men meet him, but Esau and Jacob make peace. Jacob finally settles in the land of Canaan with his 12 sons, which become the 12 tribes of Israel. The first 10 sons were from the wife he did not choose, and the last 2 sons were from the wife he chose and loved. More information can be found in Genesis chapter 25:19 through chapter 37.